Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
A very, very special edition of Rosie on the House, where we are here talking about your house, home, castle, or cabin in the great state of Arizona. We're also talking about celebrating America with special guests that we've got here in studio. We're talking about creating great little shade and congregating spots in your backyard, strategic materials you can use to keep those areas from becoming big, horrible heat sinks that are so uncomfortable you end up never using them. But before we get back into talking with our guests and going back to the topic, we also have the home inspection report I want to share with y'all. The 10 things home inspectors today are most finding wrong with homes they're inspecting in this crazy real estate market right now. But we are a call-in talk show for Arizona homeowners who'd like to ask us their home improvement question. And Miss Janet has called in with a question in particular about under-counter lighting. Let's see if we can help Miss Janet in any way. Good morning, and thanks for calling, Janet.
Well, you're welcome, and good morning to you, Rosie. So, yes, I have a under cabinet space on my north wall, and the window is too far away from that area to give me enough light, so I wanted to get some under cabinet lighting installed. And I've been out looking at big box stores, lighting stores, and I'm really confused as to whether I want a fixture type or the bar lighting. No one can really give me enough information to help me determine which is better and why.
Ms. Janet,
so I'm asking you.
Where in Arizona are you?
I'm in Scottsdale Ranch area.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Bing! You're exactly in the right place. Okay. The correct answer to that, Janet, is you do not want to create what we call a glare bomb. So you don't want little single puck lights mounted to the bottom of your cabinets. Okay. That's what we called under counter lighting or under cabinet lighting 20 years ago. Today, what we're going to do is we're going to go in there with something that looks like scotch tape loaded with diamonds. And we're going to tape it to the back of the face frame, the bottom of the face frame of the cabinet. And it's LED lighting. It is the most fabulous lighting. It's easy to install. We've got to get a transformer mounted somewhere, and we put a switch on it. So, Janet, what you're going to do is you're going to go to Statewide Lighting on Via Linda 92nd Street, and you're going to ask Alan, the owner, to sit down and coach you through, or his daughter, or his wife, Robin, and just have you take a look at what's available now. That once you see this LED tape lighting and how we can mount it and how you can adjust it with a dimmer and how you'll never see the light itself. As a matter of fact, we installed some in a dining room hutch in Scottsdale Ranch just about 6 months ago for some great repeat customers and clients. I could even call them and we could go take a look at it over there. You could see it. But start at Statewide Lighting, and they've got some great showroom displays set up, and I wouldn't even think about putting anything else.
Okay. Well, that's great information. I appreciate your help.
All right. And it is, if anybody in the house at all has the ability to do basic minor 120-volt electrical modifications, it can be a do-it-yourself project. You really just need to get the system plugged in to 120-volt circuit. We mount that on a transformer, just like you do with your doorbell, and then we mount a switch somewhere that's convenient and strategically located. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Even to the point the light is so good and so clean, you're going to leave it on during the day just for the sake of enjoyment. It will become another one of those 12 places that are so beautiful you'll just be drawn to and meditate and contemplate and spend time
having a beer,
appreciating your blessings. That's right. 12 stations of the beer. Thank you, Don Ryden and Cal Straub for always holding those things dear. Let's bring special guests back in. Miss Sephora. We've got Sephora Now, Sephora, we say Sephora Onye.
Onye.
What is your last name?
Onye.
No, no. What is your family last name?
Onye.
Okay, that's the way we're going to leave it. Okay, good, good. Sephora from Romania, who came here as an 18-year-old in the early 90s from Romania as a family that was being persecuted by the government of Romania for being guilty of teaching Bible classes in the community to the point that their house was set on fire while the entire family was asleep in the middle of the night. Finish telling the story about getting on that airplane.
So as I mentioned, as a little girl seeing planes, I would think, you know, one day one of those planes is going to get us somewhere. But everybody wanted to get to America, so I was wishing.
In your community, in your neighborhood, in Romania,
yes,
they all want to get to America.
Everybody, if you thought about an American coming to Romania, you just wanted to touch him and see if he's a real person. You thought he was an alien. He's like, you thought of him like, wow, America. America is the greatest country in the world. It's almost like paradise. And that's exactly how I felt when I landed in America. I landed in California. And of course, in Romania was a harsh, harsh storm in February. Snow, a blister. So when I got on that plane, it was my first time on a real plane. And it was so amazing. I can't describe the feeling of thinking that it was me. It was this little girl that was always being made fun of, always spit on, always called names. I'm going to America where everything is going to be better. So I got on that plane and it was just so emotional.
Where did you board that plane?
We boarded in Bucharest.
Okay.
We took the train, a 12-hour train from the northwest region where I grew up in. And, again, we didn't have a car, so we just boarded the train, and we arrived in Bucharest, and then we got...
Now, you're with your whole family?
I am with my whole family.
So the whole family's moving as a unit, okay?
Yes, and which was great. It was really emotional because you have mixed emotions. You leave everything that you know.
Everything.
Everything. You leave friends behind.
To a place you know nothing
about. You don't know nothing.
Rumors. Rumors.
Yes, but you don't speak English. You don't, you basically don't know anybody. You hear about here and there about Romanians that are in America, and it's so great to be there. You just want to get there. You don't care about what you're leaving.
So you leave Bucharest, and where do you land?
We landed in California, which was flowers, at sunlight.
First impression, California is pretty nice.
not many people escape two communist regimes. You escape Romania and then California.
Well, we won't go into that.
we're going to keep the show.
How long did it take you to realize I need to move?
What's this place, Arizona, next door like? I want to check that out.
So we are trying to stay apolitical, but that was great. We're trying to create inspiring stories about what, you know, what I really wanted to do in today's show is I really do, and we're broadcasting on news radio across the state right now. But I've about had my fill of news, whether it be in print or radio or TV, doing nothing but trash talking this great country. And I'm sick of it. With as many people that are dying and risking everything to get here, there's got to be something good about America. So finish your story. You land in California and the tears must have just...
I just wanted to get in my knees and kiss the land. this is America. It's, you know, it's a land of opportunity. We're going to have a freedom of religion. We would be able to, you know, freely go to church and don't be bothered about it. Don't be outcast about it.
Looking over your shoulder.
Looking over, yes.
Staying awake at night.
You wouldn't be called names, you know, and it would just be this freedom that you have, not only about, you know, freedom of religion, but do whatever you put your mind to it.
And you won't believe what Sephora's put her mind to and what she's accomplished. We're going to take a short break and come back. Miss Joanna, I want to finish visiting with you and your parents escaping Poland. You wrapped up basically in a swaddling cloth as an infant and being snuck out of the country.